It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Now, a conversation about the impact that the arts and artists can have in communities across the country. My guests are two philanthropists who have approached the endeavor of philanthropy in a particularly thoughtful and systematic way. Ruby Lerner is the founding president and executive director of Creative Capital in New York. Since 1999, Creative Capital has supported projects by more than 640 artists in communities across the United States. Jane Brown is the president and executive director of the Robert W. Deutsch Foundation, based here in Baltimore. The foundation focuses on innovation in the arts, as well as science and technology, education, and social justice. One of their most recent projects is the Motor House in Station North Arts and Entertainment District. In addition to office space for several arts organizations, it's a performance space, incubator, and gallery. The Deutsch Foundation also supports the Rubies, competitive grants program for local artists. Ruby Lerner, after whom the Rubies are named, and Jane Brown both join me in the studio. Good morning to you both. It's good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Jane Brown, speaking of the Rubies were announced. You've awarded nine grants to artists, and they do what sort of work? Give us the sort of the range of the kind of platforms they work in.
Well, every year we're doing two rounds of Rubies. This round that was just announced are media artists, artists working in film and video, and performing artists. We had a particularly strong group of media artists this time. Very exciting projects. We can't wait. The way that the Rubies work, artists get up to $10,000 for their projects. Some of them ask for less, but they can get up to $10,000. And then within a year of the award, there is some kind of public performance or some kind of, we're
exhibition
able to,
or event or something.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then in subsequent years, then you change the platforms, you change the media that artists are working in. So this year it's media.
Well, we do two rounds a year. Mm-hmm. So this first one is media arts and performance arts. And then the second one this year will be literary arts and visual arts.
Yeah.
And those categories, we've learned all of this. The Rubies are modeled on the Creative Capital awards. And so I think this is the same way that Creative Capital does
this. So Ruby Lerner, let's talk about that. Creative Capital premise seems to be modeled on venture capitalism, the way people invest in companies. You're investing in artists.
Yes, this was kind of a brand new idea in the late 90s. There had been a shift in philanthropic thinking by people who had made money in what you would call new economy businesses. And they looked at traditional philanthropy, what I call the sort of here's a check, send us a report model of philanthropy. And they thought, well, we didn't build our successful businesses that way. We had much more engagement from the people who were supporting us. So maybe there's a different way to think about helping, particularly social service kinds of nonprofits, so housing and education, for instance, healthcare. So they created a whole subset of philanthropy called social venture philanthropy, or sometimes called high engagement grant making. So I was hired to kind of take that idea, both venture capital and venture philanthropy, and see if it could be imported into the cultural arena in support of individual artists. People thought we were crazy, that artists would hate it, that it was too interventionist, that we wouldn't get any applications. When we got 1,800 applications in our very first year, that kind of quieted everyone down. But in fact, this higher level of engagement approach is actually welcomed by artists. And so much so that many of our grantees, when they finish the process with us, often will say, this grant was not about the money. It was about all the other things that I was able to take advantage of during the period of the grant.
And those other things include career development, professional development?
Yes, a lot of career development. So we help people think of themselves as small businesses. We think that you are a business of one, or if you're working in a collaborative way, you're still a small business. And that in order to thrive, there's a whole skill set that you actually need to cultivate. And it doesn't mean that you're going to become a master fundraiser or a genius at writing your own press releases, but that you're going to know enough to kind of be the person who's in charge of your career and to be able to direct people who might partner with you.
On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. That's Ruby Lerner. She's the founding president and executive director of Creative Capital in New York. Jane Brown is here as well. She's the president and executive director of the Robert W. Deutsch Foundation here in Baltimore. And full disclosure, the foundation and Jane, you and your husband, Neil, and your personal giving have been supportive of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, and we are delighted and grateful for that. But we're not here to talk about the Choral Arts Society this morning. What we are going to talk about is this notion that both of you share, that there is a capacity of artists to change paradigms in communities. It's not just about making pretty things. It's about moving the needle. What are you hoping that, you know, your Ruby grantees and the other folks that you're supporting are going to be able to do to move the needle?
Mm. Well, so far, I think we're approaching 50 artists in only the 3.5 years that the program has been in existence. And the degree of social awareness and commitment to the community is just, it's so gratifying to us. We don't really, and I think part of the panels that we engage to judge all the people who are applying for these awards, we've made it very clear that we care about the social practice and about the engagement with community. And it's just been so amazing to see these artists and their deep commitment, especially to a community that in Baltimore right now that is so challenged. And really, we learned, you know, the foundation had never invested in the arts at all. We were investing in science and technology until we met Ruby and learned and saw what Creative Capital was doing and really saw that artists really can have this huge impact on the world in so many different and creative ways. And I really began to see that artists are kind of the research and development arm of, you know, they play this very unique role. And here in Baltimore, we're really starting to see, I mean, it's not just the Rubies, but in so many ways, artists having a profound impact. After the after Freddie Gray's death and the uprising here, it was really members of the arts community that were out there engaging the community, helping it to begin to heal right away.
Yeah.
I was so gratified by that.
Yeah, and Ruby Lerner, what is the particular capacity, you think, of artists to do things? What can they do that business people or scientists or others can't?
We had a very interesting event just a few weeks ago in New York, it was we called it a creative conversation, and it was about the criminal justice system and mass incarceration. And we had 5 artists presenting their projects, and then we had time for comments and questions from the audience. And the president of the ACLU in New York was there, and she stood up and said, "We need you," to the artist, she said this. "We need you around the country where these conversations are happening because you bring a humanity to this conversation that is often missing. You know, if you're talking about legislation or position papers, it's not the same as a group of people talking about human beings as community institutions." And so it changes it humanizes discourse, I think, and personalizes discourse in a way that's just missing if artists aren't there. But I also think that artists have training to actually come at problems just from a very different perspective. Mm-hmm. And we have an amazing artist that we've funded who is looking at what she calls our death denial cult in this country. And she is going to maybe single-handedly revolutionize the funeral industry, which is a really toxic industry. And she's actually created a business now out of her Creative Capital project. And when you see that the thinking that she brought to the process, you know that the art training process can just unleash a new way of seeing.
Yeah. And Jane, it's interesting to me that you and Ruby both concentrate on individuals in a lot of ways rather than institutions. Davon Love, who's a black community organizer, activist here, is with a group called Leaders for a Beautiful Struggle, refers to the nonprofit industrial complex, these institutions that, well-meaning as they may be, often don't have the sort of flexibility and the wherewithal to do things in a real sort of on-the-ground way. But you've recognized that for quite a few years now.
Yeah. Well, investing in individuals is absolutely critical. Baltimore is a place, when we began to invest in the arts, we didn't see anybody else who was willing to really invest in very risky small organizations as well as individuals. And again, we've learned so much from creative capital that investing in individuals and really helping them understand their career trajectory and how they're going to sustain themselves really pays off in significant ways. And we're really seeing that. Some of the Ruby's artists who are also creative capital grantees, they've been amazing in the way that they're mentoring younger artists in the Baltimore community. So there's just...
Yeah, so it sustains and continues generationally. Yeah,
it really
And is it a matter, Ruby Lerner, of institutions just sort of being, you know, gigantic cruise lines that you can't turn on a dime very easily? I mean, individuals just have more, a better opportunity to make stuff happen quicker.
I think that's right. It's very difficult. The more institutional you become, the more risk-averse you become. And I think that I don't like to think that that's a natural process of maturing, but it's something you really have to, I think, guard against. And at every step of the way, I think about this a lot with Creative Capital. We're in our 18th year now, and you know, we're getting to that next phase of development. We're not a startup anymore. One of our original board member says we always have to be an upstart, even though we might not be a startup. And I hope that that attitude can persist, because there's nothing more important really than risk. And if you get to a place where you get terrified of risk because you might offend this person over here or that funder over there, then what I would say is you don't have the right funders for what you're doing.
But risk aversion works both ways. I mean, you've had to take some chances, I would imagine, out of 640-something projects, that some of them blow up, some of them are robust.
That is correct. And, you know, one of the things I do with a lot of the people, you know, who are sort of new to us, and they come and they get very excited, and I do what I call the New York Times test with them. And the New York Times test is, so one of our artists lands on the front page of the New York Times, and it's not with a great review of their work. How are you going to feel? And I've turned money down, actually, if people don't have a good answer to that question.
Yeah. How do you measure, Jane Brown? How do you measure when you're deciding philanthropic allocations? How are you deciding what's good, what's bad?
You know, it's very hard to be scientific. I mean, we made a decision many years ago to take risk. A lot of what we fund, we're not talking about the Rubies now, that's all decided by very qualified people on panels that are specific to each of those.
Peer review, right.
Peer review. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But the rest of our arts funding is, I mean, we spend a lot of time being very proximate. We're very deeply engaged on the ground and talk to an awful lot of people who are deeply engaged, and we work closely with people from whom we can understand what impact is. There's really no single metric where you can say, you know, how can I measure this?
A lot of it's just experiential and empirical. I mean, you know the artists you can trust, and you see what work they've done in the past.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, it's terrific to talk to both of you. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ruby Lerner is the founding president and executive director of Creative Capital in New York. Jane Brown is the president and executive director of the Robert W. Deutsch Foundation in Baltimore. We've got a link to the Creative Capital and Deutsch Foundation websites at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning. Lots more coming up. Stay with us.